close your outer eyes if you haven't already. Let your body relax. Take a deep, deep breath. And as you release it, release tension with it. And another. And another. And with each breath, feel yourself becoming a little more relaxed. Feel the tension just flow out of you. And the peace, draw it in. And now let's take a moment to spiritually check ourselves. Did we put them on the right way this morning? Or did we get them on backwards in our hurry of living? When I look out at my world, does the idea that my dreams could come true seem within my grasp? Does faith seem reachable? Hope, natural? A spirit of optimism? Real. Why, you've got your soul on the right way. The way that magnifies the Lord in all that God has for you. And if you've got it on backwards, turn it around. Because God is not distant. In God we live, move, and have our being. And even if our mind can reach what our hand cannot yet grasp, that's just now, not forever. We are here to do a work best known to God. And God gives us a divine to-do list all the time. And when we use our souls properly, those to-dos become can-dos. We see our goal as though it's close up. We magnify the Lord instead of the problems. And God is real. O Father, Mother God, Christ of our being, do inspire us in the spirit of both Mary and Joseph. Both the soul that contemplates and the dreamer who follows his dreams. Let the holiness of that holy couple be made whole in each one of us. We ask this in the name of the Christ. Confident it can be and is so. And in the name of Christ, we complete our prayers by joining together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.